Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
And a good Red Friday afternoon, everybody.
Proud of you. You even wore red.
I did. I'm a Chiefs fan at heart. I play the game. Not wearing red, but a sporting KC pullover is Cody Tapp with 610 Sports. Patrick Mahomes has just been cleared to play on Sunday in the AFC Championship game. On a scale of 1 to 10 on how important this is it a 12?
Yeah, I would say it's relatively important that Patrick Mahomes play in the AFC title game. It does seem to matter the difference. I wouldn't give zero chance with Chad Henne.
You're dismissed.
But it seems like it's kind of a big deal. This was what we knew all along.
Are you sure?
Yes, they made it. No one was reporting the other side. You know how news works. At least one person, like the crazy person, be like, I'm hearing Patrick Mahomes might not play. There wasn't even that guy. It was no one. Just like, everyone's like, yeah, he's just got to, like, the neurologist.
Why does that guy sound like a mad scientist?
I'm
hearing that he may not play.
I just imagine that's how he looks into, like, a basement computer.
But did they ever come out and say, okay, it was never a concussion, it was the carotid artery thing?
No, but Andy went out of his way to not say concussion.
Yeah.
Like, he kept saying, like, he would never say the word concussion. Patrick Mahomes today didn't say the word concussion. And then the national media eventually just took up the narrative, which was, it doesn't really matter if it was a concussion or not, because either way he's in the protocol. I'm like, well, it matters for the future.
Sure it does.
So it matters a little that it was that.
It matters when you can't remember what car keys are used for. I want him to be injury free for his health, his safety.
Are you referring to Jim McMahon?
He's a great guy. Well, I mean, it's gotten better, but it's important for his long-term health that there aren't a lot of these.
And there's one other video of him in college, actually, when he's like a sophomore, his first time getting on the field, where he's all glassy-eyed like that, too, after taking a hit. So this isn't his first rodeo. If this is his second concussion, if this was a concussion, it's not the first time he's experienced it. And you know this. Once you get it once, there's a better chance you could get him again. Now, they won't say this one's a concussion. Hopefully, it's just, I don't know, like the... It's like old kung fu movies. Like, they just pinched the right nerve in his neck and he blacked out.
Right.
So I don't, like, if that's what really happened, he is capable of the most freak injuries of all time.
Right.
His knee in a quarterback sneak, this thing, it just seems like he's...
Well, and when you saw him run from the little pop-up medical tent, he ran from the tent down the stairs. I thought that... We've all been around people who've had concussions. I certainly have. If you've got kids who play sports, they generally don't get right up and start running. And I thought that was either a good sign, or he is just so wanting to be in the game. He was like, despite the pain, I'm running. Look, I'm fine. I'm running.
Well, they ask you like 20 baseline questions and he missed one.
Okay.
So there was like after the game, there's, you know, they ask you all these questions to clear concussion protocol in the game, right?
Yeah.
So he could have just gone back in then, but he missed one and it was about like the game itself.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it was like, hey, what down was it? Were you running on this? All the other things, like, what's your name? Where are you? The color?
Yeah,
all that
when
stuff,
they ask those 20 questions, I'm being serious. What are they? I mean, do they ask him who was the 1926 Masters champion?
No.
Or is it, like, right, what did you have for breakfast?
Yeah, we've asked concussion doctors about this stuff before. Some of them are, like, baseline. What day is it?
Right.
What is your name? What is your birth date? Like, anything you would ask anyone. And then some are about, like, recency things that they know happened. Like, hey, what down or what quarter,
right,
or, you know, like things that just happened, because they're testing both short and long-term memory. He only missed one of them, which I don't know. Maybe if someone asked me a question from like any over a 2-hour period,
I agree.
20 questions, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to miss one.
Yeah. What'd you have for breakfast yesterday?
Concussion.
Right. So what are the odds makers saying about the game Sunday?
So we assume the line will go up. It was at -3 the entire time. So Vegas thought the entire time he was going to play. So it's still -3. That's where the line has kind of hovered. I assume now that Patrick Mahomes is officially cleared, it'll go to like 4, 4.5.
Okay.
I don't think it'll go any higher than that, but I would guess the number goes up. Chiefs will be a 4-point favorite probably by kickoff on Sunday.
Did I hear you say right as we got started that a Chiefs loss was a foregone conclusion. I'm paraphrasing, I guess. That a Chiefs loss was a foregone conclusion if Chad Anything Is Possible was the quarterback?
I didn't say I'd give him a 0% chance, but I put it like that 20% range. They got enough talent. That's a crazy talented team. And Andy Reid. So there's a chance they would win. They won two games without Patrick Mahomes last year. So
you don't buy into the hashtag Henny Chance.
I use some of those, but no. I mean, there's only so much Chad Henny can do in a game.
And they're not all as used to each other as they are with their quarterback.
He's just more limited physically.
Yeah.
He's older and not as mobile.
Oh, wow. Did you just bring age into this?
And doesn't have as strong of an arm. There's some things that work against you athletically.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Any chance we can end this and see you never again?
Yeah, decent chance of that.
Look, we'll take all the good news we can get in the last week, 2 weeks. And
old people are people too, Cody.
I am thrilled.
It's weird. He's back. Like in the last like 2 weeks, we got accused on our show of being ageist because I was giving the Miami Dolphins just recently fired their offensive coordinator a couple weeks ago. He's like 80. I was like 80. Get him the hell out of the league. It's too long. It's too late. You can't remember how to coach offense. Someone's like, you're being ageist.
Well, to your credit, on the way in here, off the air, and we'll talk about this later in the show, I was talking about the just insane, outstanding Netflix documentary about the Challenger explosion. And we watched it last night. I was up again till 1 a.m. Even though you think you know all about it, it's just incredibly good. And the very first scene is a teacher rolling that huge, heavy, toppled TV on the cart. Remember that in elementary school? The cart? And the teacher would roll it in, and you would know you were getting to watch a movie or the sex documentary that they have made it forced us all to watch. Or it was a big news day, and that's how it starts. She's rolling in the TV for the class to watch the launch. And Cody here goes, I think I remember them doing that for the OJ trial.
In third grade.
I'm like, what?
That feels about right. I was probably 10.
God.
It's probably 10 for that.
It's my last year at KU. Get out of here. We were literally at the Dole Center at KU when that chase happened.
I was already in radio.
Oh, well, that's even worse. You're older than I am.
Yeah, you're already in the
Get out of here, old man. You're like the 80-year-old assistant coach. Get out.
What'd you say, Sam?
I wasn't alive yet.
Shut up, Sam. Thank you for joining us, Cody Tapp, 610 Sports. It is a good day. Patrick Mahomes is back. Never a doubt. Never a doubt.
All right, 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. All right, kickoff is 5:40 on Sunday. I imagine the TV ratings will be hovering somewhere in the mid-90s. Anything less would be unfortunate.
I always wonder, who are the 10 people not watching the game?
Librarians. I have no idea. I have no idea. Story here. Speaking of unfortunate, Senate leader Chuck Schumer today made an unfortunate slip of the tongue as he slammed former President Donald Trump's conduct related to the January 6th Capitol riot.
He is now trending on Twitter for all of the reasons you don't want to be trending.
Schumer was informing the senators about the plans for an impeachment trial of the former president. The House last week impeached the president for, and this is important, incitement of insurrection for his alleged role in encouraging protesters who went on to storm the Capitol. And here is the Senate leader, Chuck Schumer, earlier today.
But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Wait, can we play that back? I thought I heard a word there that did not belong.
Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection.
He exhaled right after he did it, too. Like, ooh, I messed up there.
He knew.
Bloomberg's Robert George on Twitter wrote, well, it was an uprising.
News writers with material.
Okie dokie.
Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
From Twitter, why can't they just say insurrection? It's not that hard.
I don't get it. Oh, boy. Anyway, story here from Fox News, so you know it's true. Are you okay?
If you or a loved one has had an erection incited by Donald J. Trump, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
Okay. Okay. A Georgia man thought he hit the jackpot when he won $250,000 and a new Corvette Stingray in a scratch-off lottery game in December, but he's run into a bit of a roadblock cashing in on his new wheels. Dennis Caller telling Fox News that he purchased one $5 Corvette and cash ticket, that's what the game is called, Corvette and cash, at a kiosk while picking up lunch for his wife at a fast food restaurant. He had not previously played the game, but found a $5 bill in his pocket and decided to go for it. The contest promised the $250,000 plus enough to buy a fully loaded Corvette Stingray and cover the taxes and fees, and he gets to keep the difference if anything is left over from the $107,000 allotment for the car. However, the lottery had not secured any cars for the four winning tickets that were printed ahead of time, and when Caller reached out to the dealer, the company handling the payout suggested five-star Chevrolet in Warner Robins.
Yeah, Chevrolet went, what?
It was asking $10,000 over list for the in-demand model, which has a base price of $60,000.
Okay, so I want to be clear here because I think a law was broken. You know how heavily regulated the lotteries are? Any lottery. They're saying the Georgia State Lottery basically promised four Corvettes in a scratch-off game. There's only been one winner. But even if there were four winners, it is alleged that they set up an entire game where the prize was a Corvette and they had no Corvette.
Yeah, you kind of have to have one.
And so anytime you get into even giveaways at television stations or radio stations, all of that is incredibly regulated. Mm-hmm. How you say it, why you say it, when you say it. You can't go around saying we have a Corvette as this prize. And then someone wins and, we didn't really think anyone would come forward with the actual scratch-off winner.
Right.
They didn't even reach out to the Corvette dealership to say, hey, by the way, we've promised this.
Caller, by the way, K-A-H-L-E-R, who is the winner, is a used car dealer himself, said he was disappointed the Georgia Lottery did not have any agreements in place before launching the Corvette and cash game and is trying to track down a car on his own at an acceptable price. After he shared his story on a Corvette Facebook group in a post that went viral, one dealer reached out offering to sell him a Stingray that was marked up $60,000. He took a pass.
How expensive is this Stingray? Is it like a brand new?
There apparently is a $107,000 allotment for the car.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
My Lord. So not only did they promise something they didn't have, they promised something astronomically expensive that they didn't have.
Yep.
You know, we've got a big Corvette club here in Kansas City. There's an actual Corvette club.
What does a Corvette club do?
I don't know, $50 membership.
They own Corvettes.
And they do shows. They drive them around. They, do car shows. Stingray. How expensive is that Stingray? My God.
Well, the base 2021 Corvette, not the Stingray, is $60,000.
Okay.
What's the Stingray, though?
I'm looking for that.
The most expensive Corvette coupe costs $103,000 is
That's
what I'm seeing.
A Stingray.
So I'm not going to say someone's going to prison over this, but laws were broken when you start promising things in a lottery, a heavily regulated lottery, when you start promising items that you don't have.
Well, but who's running the lottery here? Is it the state of Georgia?
Yes.
Yes, it is. The Georgia lottery was running Corvette and cash.
And I'll tell you this right now. He doesn't need to be on his own trying to track down a Corvette. They are going to have to legally make this right. Period.
Well, how do you provide what they don't have? Listen to this. Chevy had hoped to build 40,000 Corvettes in 2020. Excuse me. But production was stymied because of coronavirus-related shutdowns.
Oh, so they don't even have... It's not like they don't want to play ball with the state of Georgia. You're saying they don't have the inventory.
Chevy only built about half what they expected, so roughly $20,000.
George is like, how about we give you a Prius and call it even?
All of them were bought because some customers had to have their orders bumped to the 2021 model.
Wow. Did you buy a ticket for tonight's Mega Millions?
No, I did not. Have you seen where it
is? Sam, have you bought your ticket?
I do have a ticket, but I'm not holding my breath.
I have a ticket. I am holding my breath. It is $1 billion. Did you hear that? It's up to a billion with a B.
How could you ask me if I bought a ticket? I've never bought a lottery ticket in my life.
Well, now that it's up to a billion, why wouldn't you buy one for the girls? Say it's not for you. Say one's for Maya, one's for Sarah.
Sarah is 19 years old. She can go buy her own damn lottery ticket.
$1 billion.
But I'm not going to win, and neither will you.
Well, you're certainly not going to win it if you don't buy a ticket.
Well, you're certainly not going to win it if you buy a ticket.
Tell that to the man who probably makes $4,000 a year in Appalachia who won the Powerball yesterday.
Do we know it was a man? Has he come forward?
No. Do we know, Sam, has he come forward? We'll look it up.
I don't believe he has, or she.
He or she would be wise to not come forward.
You think in a tiny town of 1,000 people, they don't know who won that?
I don't know.
It's the one person you haven't seen lately.
Man, old Jim has a new truck.
Where is
How
Jim?
How do you afford that thing?
New truck, new house. He just bought the whole damn town.
Did Jim say why he was quitting his job?
The Ford Platinum? That's like a $120,000 truck, Jim.
The Ford Platinum.
I just looked it up. I don't see anything new.
Yeah, last word I heard was that he has not come forward. 576-7798. Hey, don't forget, it is Friday, of course. Red Friday and Festivus Friday, ladies and gentlemen. What do we have out there? All right. Oh, Schumer. That dumb. 576-7798. Festivus Friday this afternoon at 5 o'clock. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
But make no mistake. There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Talk about it regardless. Car thefts in this one Johnson County city have skyrocketed. Nearly doubled.
I have a friend 2 or 3 weeks ago. She didn't live far from this town. And her Camry was stolen right from the street in front of her house. And I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, Scott. All of the key fobs for that car were accounted for and in the house. This isn't like, you know, it was in the driveway close enough to the garage where the purse is so you can start it. Car thefts are up nationwide. You saw this in New York and LA. They say teenagers are using it as an Uber.
Yeah.
Where they take the car, they don't trash it, they just use it.
Go from point A to point B.
And then leave it.
Yep.
Isn't that insane?
Sad day in the world of baseball. Hank Aaron. Oh. The Baseball Hall of Famer who broke Babe Ruth's all-time home run record in the face of racism and went on to become a revered ambassador to the game has died today. Hank Aaron was 86 years old. His former team, the Atlanta Braves, saying in a statement, quote, "It is with great sadness we share the passing of our home run king, Hank Aaron, who passed away peacefully in his sleep. Cause of death not known." Says Terry McGuirk, the Braves chairman, we are absolutely devastated. He was a beacon for our organization, first as a player, then with player development, and always with our community efforts. His incredible talent and resolve helped him achieve the highest accomplishments, yet he never lost his humble nature. Henry Louis Aaron was not just our icon, but one across Major League Baseball and around the world. Aaron, who was also known as Hammerin' Hank, was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982, following an illustrious MLB career highlighted by 755 career home runs.
Mm.
Yep. Let's see here. Anything else? Then it just goes on, all the people who are remembering him. And
I think President Carter was one of them I saw on Twitter.
Yes, former President
Jimmy
Carter.
He said, my friend Henry.
Said the death of their dear friend saddens him and his wife, Rosalind. Okay. Listen to this. After leaving high school, Aaron played for the Indianapolis Clowns of the Negro American League. Years later, with a Class A team based in Jacksonville, Florida, Aaron wrote that the mayor advised him that he should suffer quietly when he heard racist shouts from the fans. In Jacksonville, fans hurled rocks at him. They mocked the black players by wearing mops on their heads, throwing black cats onto the field. He even received death threats. The players knew to ignore the hate, but, quote, we couldn't help but feel the weight of what we were doing, Aaron wrote in his autobiography.
You know, that's one of the reasons we had, and if you missed it, it's up on podcast, we had Bob Kendrick, just amazing Kansas City ambassador with the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. We had him on late yesterday. I think it was the 5 o'clock hour or the fourth hour of podcast. And he talked a little bit about how the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum is not all things Monarchs, Kansas City Monarchs, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. That there is such a huge story with all of the Negro Leagues players that the museum is for all of it. And the stories that you or your children might not know about the struggle that those players went through. And if you missed the announcement yesterday, the T-Bones have been renamed and rebranded as the Kansas City Monarchs. And he mm-hmm. said some of the Monarchs memorabilia and their backstory will now be on loan when you go to take your kid to the formerly T-Bones, now Monarchs game. But it's been a few years since I've been down there to the baseball museum, and I want to take my sons back and go again.
You almost do, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's sad. I've been there, and I've had friends come into town to visit. And why have I not ever taken them to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum? I've taken them to the World War I Museum.
Yeah.
Taken them to the plaza. We've gone downtown. We've gone out to see Royals games and sporting games. When I've had friends in town, I've never taken them to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And that's my shame.
Put it on the list. My uncle came into town, and it was the first thing he did. And they did see the World War I Museum, came into town from Denver, and they 100% went and saw the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
I've taken friends out to Truman. My uncle wanted to go see the Truman Library when he came in town years ago. We had lunch in Westport. But I didn't go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Why? It's not like it's not interesting. You and I have been there together. Yeah. It's fascinating.
I've never been to the Truman Library.
Now, here's an interesting thing. This could be an interesting topic.
I am embarrassed to admit that.
Because when I have done, and I used to do these more frequently than I do now, I would sometimes do tourist in my own town vacations.
Yeah.
And I would go see stuff. And on some of these, I would put the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and the Truman Library on it. I would go to the Nelson, and I would go to Union Station. I would go to the top of the World War One Museum.
Yeah.
What's that thing called again?
The Tower?
Doing? Yeah, whatever it's called. Go up to the top. Here's one. What is, since we all live here, you've never been to the Truman Library. By the way, it's fascinating. I've been there many, many times. It's fascinating.
Presidential libraries are.
Yeah, it's really interesting. What is the one place in our own town that you're embarrassed to say, I've never been there, but don't tell anybody? I think if I had to say, I've never been to the Steamboat Arabia.
Okay. One of my mom's favorite places.
Man, I'm going to have to look up like Kansas City attractions because I'm drawing a blank. Other than the Steamboat Arabia, I'm drawing a bit of a blank.
It's just never come up that I would be in town to go to the Truman Museum. It's not that I wouldn't go. Chris has been to the Reagan Library in, is it Simi Valley, California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said that was hands down the best presidential museum he's ever been to. They actually have the Air Force One fuselage on there, Scott, and you can go in to the airplane on what was Reagan's Air Force One.
Oh, that's cool. That would be cool.
I've been to Clinton's in Arkansas. I'm trying to think if I've been to any of the other ones. Is Obama's isn't, is it, how long does it take to do a presidential library?
I don't think it's been built. I don't think it's been finished yet.
Okay. Where have you never been, Sam?
I don't think I've ever been to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and I've lived here my entire life.
You would love it.
You would like it.
I've done every other attraction in the city, but I can't say I've ever done that one.
576-7798. What's the one place you've never been in your own town? Because it's so easy to just ignore what we already have. Oh, yeah, there's the World War I Museum. By the way, if you haven't been to that thing.
Incredible.
It is just incredible. Yeah, incredible is almost an understatement.
And that's one of those attractions, Scott, you could go five times and still not catch everything.
Okay.
There's so much stuff in there.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. We have a National Airline History Museum.
Okay, I was just going to say.
I've never been there.
One of my dearest friend's moms.
I didn't even know I've never been to the college basketball experience right next to Sprint.
Really?
Never been in it.
Oh, see, I have sons. We grew up letting them run around there. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the TWA Museum. One of my dearest friend's moms, we were talking about this last night. It is in the Wheeler Airport, and she handles the artifacts that go into this museum. And Carrie told me last night, it's a couple bucks to get in. Not sure how it's still cranking along, but we're glad it is. Have you ever been to the TWA Museum?
We have a money museum in Kansas City.
Because of the Fed?
Uh-huh. And that's where it's located, too. I had no idea. It's free. You get a one-hour tour.
Wow.
And I'll tell you more about it when we get back. Where is the one place in your own town that you've never been? Now, if you had friends come in town, you'd show it off. Well, let's go here. But you've never been yourself. 576-7798. Is it Festivus Friday already? We might try to line him up later on. I was just perusing through Facebook and Al Fitzmaurice, who used to pitch years and years ago for the Kansas City Royals, is remembering Hank Aaron. And I did not know this. Al Fitzmaurice pitched to Hank Aaron one day.
Incredible.
When Hank Aaron was with the Milwaukee Brewers, and Hank Aaron decided to send that ball into outer space.
Say, how did that work out?
Hank Aaron's home run 736 was a pitch from Al Fitzmaurice. So we might try to get him on later on today and just see what he remembers. And years later, he got to meet Hank again. This time, bat and ball were not included at the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and Hank Aaron took a picture with his kids.
So cool.
Let's go to Brandon in Independence. We all live in Kansas City. What's the one place that you're embarrassed to say you've never seen?
Hey, Dana. Hey, Scott. How
Hi.
Are you guys?
We're well, man. Thanks.
Me and my wife frequent the plaza frequently, and I always see signs for the Miniature Toy Museum. I believe it's north of the Atkins Museum of Art, but I've never been. We keep saying we're going to go. We just never go.
Miniature Toy Museum. Aren't toys by definition miniature?
No. This is like an entire museum dedicated to tiny tinies.
To really small stuff.
It's really cool. My children have been. I have not. But my children have been.
Huh. Steve in Stillwell. Hello, Steve.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. Thanks for being there to take these kind of questions. I've lived here about 50 years. I just retired, and I've never been to the Kansas City Museum up in the old Northeast area. I've been by there a few times. Beautiful building. Never been in there.
I must confess I have never been in it either.
I'm dying to go, but I haven't done it.
You know, we all need to make a list. Everyone listening, especially everyone, we're all cooped up and complaining. When this stuff opens back up, if it is opened back up, the Miniature Toy Museum's got some of the coolest stuff in there, Scott. It would just launch you directly back to your childhood.
Yeah, it's.
I'm looking at the exhibits and collections now. Remember the binocular microscope kit from when we were a kid that came in the box and you can be a scientist. It's all of this stuff from our childhood.
Steve, thank you for the inspiration. I have heard of the Kansas City Museum. I don't, looking at it, I have never seen it because otherwise I would remember it. It's beautiful. But now it's on my list. Kurt in Kansas City. And then I want to hear about the TWA Museum.
Yeah, when go ahead, Kurt.
Well, the sad thing is my dad used to be the president way back when. He kind of got pushed out many, many moons ago.
President of what?
Of the TWA Museum?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a former TWA captain and everything. Anyway, he was with him, but my mom called me last night. And matter of fact, she said something. Hey, they lost their lease.
And when did she tell you that, Kurt?
The Airline History Museum has lost its lease. They basically have to get rid of everything. And the sad thing is that Connie hasn't flown forever, so I don't know what they can do to it. They might be able to tear the wings off and ship it to somewhere, but they can't fly it. It would probably cost millions of dollars, or at least close to $1 million, to get it back up and running, and I don't know if they'll have the time to do that. So it's sad. My dad put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and so did many other TWA exes and other people getting that thing going, and now it's a paperweight.
Well, and Kurt, it is sad. Thank you for the call. I can't believe this came up on the show today when we spent a good chunk of our dinner hour talking about this last night. And I wish she could call in. I know that she can't right now, but one of my dearest friend's moms is a curator for that museum and was a flight attendant back when they made you weigh in once a week. Oh, yeah. And all of the original, you know, they have the original flight attendant uniforms on there, the ashtrays, you know, just all kinds of memorabilia. And Carrie was saying to me yesterday, someone, you know, when people die or when pilots retire and they don't know what to do with this TWA stuff, they ship it to Kansas City and say, here, put this in the museum.
Really?
So every week or two, she'll get something in the mail. Yesterday, it was this huge platter from Boeing to TWA, and you don't want to throw it out. So what do you do with it? You ship it to the TWA museum. And if he's right and they've lost their lease, it's in the Wheeler Airport.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are going to find a home for all of that stuff.
I think I heard something about, I don't know if I was watching the news or.
You know, there's an exhibit, I guess, on TWA Flight 800, which was, of course.
Don't you say it.
Whatever happened.
You're talking about the one that.
Exploded.
But some people think it was shot down
by a
missile.
Yes, I almost actually just said shot down and I caught myself. It exploded in 1996. But when we can, I will try to get her mom onto the program, Scott, because the history that she has seen and cataloged for that place, even if you're not a super nerdy aviation weirdo like my husband, I think you would find it interesting and our listeners would find it interesting.
I'm not finding anything online about, and maybe I'm just looking in the wrong place, about it losing its lease, but I'll keep looking.
I'll reach out to them and see if we can't, maybe get them on the show next week.
All right. Let's see what we got on the text line here. Did I miss something about the Johnson County area car thefts? No, we will do that next hour.
And was yours stolen? Because you're in good company.
Yeah, this one city in Johnson County has seen a ton. Scott, you've got to go to the Steamboat Arabia. What is in it?
Oh, stuff that they've brought up from whatever hundreds of miles down below when they found that ship. It's like dishes and perfectly intact stuff. And I guess my mom said they cleaned some of the stuff right in front of you because they're still either bringing stuff out or discovering stuff. I don't know.
Somebody says, I've never been to the Truman home. I haven't either. Somebody says, I've never been to Town Topic.
Wow. Oh, you got to make that happen. You never know who you can run into at Town Topic.
Is the one downtown still open?
Yes.
The one on Johnson Drive is.
No, you got to go to the original one downtown.
On Broadway.
And it's still
on
open?
On Broadway, yeah.
Hmm.
There's like nowhere to sit. You go in, there's a few stools.
Yeah, you stand cramped shoulder to shoulder, yeah. Wait 45 minutes for your burger, and it's delicious.
You mean for your heart attack?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, delicious. That's a heart attack between two
I think every president who's visited here has gone to town. Certainly Clinton did. Give me one of those Town Topic burgers. Stat!
And here's someone who has never been to the Nelson.
Huh. It's beautiful. That's not a destination for me, but on a rainy day, it's a beautiful place to go.
I love the Nelson.
It's beautiful. Like that was the go-to field trip for any grade school in the area.
Yeah, because it's not offensive. It's easy.
Right.
It's big, so you can keep track of everybody.
Cheap.
Donations appreciated.
Donations are appreciated. They most certainly are appreciated. Next hour on the program, this Johnson County city has seen car thefts jump 87%. 87%. What gives? And by the way, if this town thinks it's alone, it is not in Johnson County. Car thefts are up in some of the biggest cities in Johnson County, and big time up. I've never been to Gates Barbecue. Oh. All right, news is next. Don't forget, we got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We'll see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.